Thank you, John. Today, as we're thinking about parish nursing, I think one of the first things that has to be said is that parish nursing is pointing us in a particular direction. And it'd be very easy for me to speak about healthcare systems and how there are gaps in the provision, but I'm not going to do that today because I think it's just too easy to be critical of a very hard-working healthcare system. But within that, we have to see the special work that parish nursing plays in caring for the sickest in our society. I think it was Gandhi who said that the measure of a healthy society is in how it treats its most vulnerable members. Parish nursing points us to not neglect the spiritual. It points us to focus on the spiritual as well as the physical, the body, and the mental, the mind. And as Barbara said this morning, whole person health care is about the body, mind, and spirit. Parish nursing takes that seriously and offers hope by bringing the gifts of trained nurses to shepherd the sick. And as in, I think about parish nursing here over the last few years, I can think of many acts of individual care, remarkable attention given by nurses in particular. I can also think of some amazing transformations, some people who over time came through many obstacles, and who we saw a huge difference in. They came through many setbacks, and I can still see their faces now. I'm sorry that some of them are no longer with us. But healing really happened, and it really happened through Jesus, using the parish nurses here, using the volunteers that Barbara spoke about. I'm going to call these people shepherds. The parish nurses, the volunteers. Think of it like the shepherds, because our reading from Ezekiel today was about what shepherds do. What do shepherds do? Today, we heard God's scathing words of rebuke to the shepherds of Israel in Ezekiel 34. But we shouldn't miss what follows that rebuke, where the Lord proclaims that he will take over the shepherding of Israel. He will be a good shepherd, quoting it this way, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep. That's a sheep among the a shepherd among the sheep, relating to them, one of them, not placing himself above the sheep, but acting as if he's not beset with any weaknesses like the rest of the flock. And then it says, I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. So in a day of difficulty, and we're certainly in that today, in a day of great trials, shepherds rescue sheep. And they are aware when those under their care are troubled and need help. The text goes on to say, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I myself will make them lie down. Now, do you remember how in Psalm 23, David says, he makes me lie down in green pastures? The same phrase is used here in the prophecy of Ezekiel. For sheep to lie down, they need to be healthy. They need to be fed well. They need to be well watered. They need to be secure from the threats of wild animals. And if sheep can't lie down, it suggests that they're not well, that they're afraid, and they go off and get lost, and eventually they die. You know, we need more people to be shepherds. in our society today. What does it mean to shepherd one another? Now, shepherding, certainly as we look at this Bible passage today, involves the unique combination of afflicting the comfortable and comforting the afflicted. The bad shepherds of Ezekiel 34 were criticized because they ignored the fat sheep. In contrast, verse 16 says, "The good shepherd will confront the fat sheep and tenderly care for the weak sheep." Most shepherds don't do that. Most shepherds fall short of that standard. Sometimes we don't challenge those who are comfortable for stirring up conflict. We don't want to stir up conflict unnecessarily. We're afraid of that. But nor do we always comfort the weak. Nor do we always comfort the weakest sheep as we ought. So taking care of the weak sheep is hard, yes, painful, time-consuming. But not everybody understands this. In fact, it's even been a point of issue for many people as they criticize Christians for not making a difference, as they criticize the church for allowing poverty to continue. They make it a point for embarrassing and attacking the Christian faith for not actually making a difference. Let me give you an example of such an attack. It happened in 3 AD, that's a long time ago, and it was a pagan man called Celsus who was in a debate with Origen, the Christian, about Christianity. And at one point, Celsus went on the attack against his Christian opponent. He said, "When most teachers go forth to teach, they cry, 'Come to me, all who are clean and worthy,' and they are followed by the highest caliber of people available. But your silly master cries, 'Come to me, you who are down and beaten by life.' And so he accumulates around himself the ragtag and bobtail of humanity." You see the force of Celsus' criticism. Well, Origen responded to Celsus in this way, and his response amounts to one of the most profound statements ever made about the Christian faith. This is what he said. He said, "Yes, they are the ragtag and bobtail of humanity. But Jesus does not leave them that way. Out of the material that you would have thrown away as useless, he fashions people of strength, giving back their self-respect, enabling them to stand on their own feet and look God in the eye. They were cowed, cringing, broken things, but the Son has set them free." When Jesus came to set us free, he did it by becoming one of us. He came and lived amongst us. And that is precisely what Jesus expects us to do in the urban world today. God chooses the weak things in the world to shame the strong. And God is looking for such traits in you. Would you like to become a shepherd? Being a shepherd means being interested in people. The fact is that sometimes we're too big for God to use. But nevertheless, you can't be too small. The best Christians, the best Christian shepherds, may look the least like what you would expect. You can't identify them by their attractiveness or by their intelligence or by their eloquence. We are weak and sinful and only made whole by the grace of God. And today we see through parish nursing how his grace reaches out to the weak, to the downcast, to the broken, and to the oppressed. Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need of a doctor, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." And Jesus there is bypassing those who want to pretend to be invincible. He's, if you like, neglecting. He's looking away from those who think they are somebody, something important, and have it all together. Instead, he reaches out to free all who know that there's something wrong in them. You hear God's voice today. It's God speaking to you. Let's pray. God, our Father, we thank you that you are the healing God, active throughout history. And Lord, we need to be like Jesus. We need to be like his shepherding. And we pray, Lord, that you would use us today in whatever way you can to shepherd those around us, to lead into places of healing and help, so that people may lie down and live. Lord, hear our voice, our voices today as we cry to you for our world. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to continue praying with you as we pray for those around us. Let's pray. Dear God, we pray for those today who've lost their path through life. May they know that you are the way maker. We pray for those who feel troubled. May they know you as the truth teller. We pray for those who are needing guidance. Lord, you are the one who repairs and makes us whole. Spirit of healing, be beside those we love and those who love us, those who are sad or ill. In this congregation, we especially remember today Kate, Ursula, and Alistair. Spirit of healing, be beside those who are hungry and thirsty or without shelter. Spirit of healing, be beside those who live in war zones, for those affected most by climate change. Holy Spirit, we pray today for those of our friends who do not know your story. We pray that they would discover you as their shepherd, as their healer, that they would have ears to listen. Help them to be ready to hear from you, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.